Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of daf, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We are looking at Erevin 86, showing about proper respect to those that deserve it. Rebbe would show respect to wealthy people. This refers to wealthy people who help the poor, as the Gemara relates in Rava Bar Mari's exposition that will come. Rabbi Akiva Eger cites the following explanation of Rebbe's practice of honoring rich people. Rebbe himself was both the great Talmud Chacham of his generation, as well as a man of great wealth. He wished, however, to avoid deriving any personal benefit or honor from his Torah accomplishments. He thus made a point of honoring the deserving wealthy, so that people honoring him would be seen to be honoring him for his wealth rather than for his Torah greatness, pointed out by the notes, Gilyon HaShas from Likuti Maharil in the name of Maharam Siegel. So Rabbi would show respect to wealthy people. Rabbi Akiva would also show respect to wealthy people. The Gemara just mentions Rabbi first, since an incident involving him had just been discussed, even though Rabbi Akiva actually preceded Rabbi by two generations, the notes point out, as Rava Bar Mari expounded in regard to the following verse in Psalms, "May he, the king, sit forever before God, appoint kindness and truth that they may preserve him." Homiletically, this can be interpreted as follows. When is the world properly settled before God? When there are kindness and ample provisions for the poor, this preserves the world. The word man, notes point out, is translated provisions, as in the manna, which descended to sustain the Israelites in the desert. And the notes also point out, thus the rich who provide for the poor ensure the preservation of the world. Therefore, they deserve respect. Obviously, from this piece of Gemara, it's very easy to learn many different things. If you have the money, you're given money, you have different provisions within you, you need to give to others, you need to help others. I'm not saying you have to give thousands of dollars if you only have X amount of money, but we're given money to be trustees over the money. It's as if we are an executor of an estate. Would you ever feel bad giving money out to the estate if that's what your job is? No, that's your position. You were appointed executor of the will, executor of the estate, whatever the situation and story is. You're not going to feel bad giving out that money. It has to go where it has to go. Hashem gives us the money. Hopefully, we should all be zocheh to always have money through happy and healthy means. Hashem gives it to us to give to everyone else. And you got to give that tzedakah, you got to give that charity. We always talk about how the sage, I believe, Rabbi Feinstein, would say you also are supposed to give your time to help others, to do for others, to give of your resources. And then, those are the people that really can be respected. Those are the people that really can be appreciated and looked towards. Obviously, we don't look for respect. We don't run after respect. But when people give of their time, they give of their money, those are the good people that we're looking for as role models. Those are the people that we want to see as role models. We're given money, and someone who has a lot of money and gives a lot of money, it's a wonderful thing if it's for philanthropic reasons. If it's for charity and wonderful things, they should use it in the right way. And that's how kindness and provisions can be given out to the world. Those who have the money and the time and give it, it's wonderful. Obviously, it shouldn't be done for selfish reasons. People that do things anonymously is even better. A higher level, the Rambam explains. But whatever money we do have, whatever time we do have, whatever resources we do have, we should give to others as much as we can in order to make the world better every single day. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 87 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.